California Ag Today, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. Dan Sumner is an agricultural economist, and he's the director of the UC Agricultural Issues Center at UC Davis. And he's keeping track on the minimum wage and overtime bills, which are affecting growers and farm workers.
At least before these latest few immigration moves, wage rates for hired farm work has been going up in California for a while. The minimum wage looks like is unlikely to be binding or not have much effect directly just because wages are already exceeding what the minimum wage was going to be.
But that overtime law is a bit different, said Sumner.
The problem on the overtime side, you know, it's very hard for growers and other employers to end up paying what amounts to time and a half for during the season. The sort of peak seasons is considered a pretty normal work hour. So, you know, most farm work during peak seasons will end up being 50 or 60 hours a week. You know, you start at 7 in the morning and you don't stop at 4 in the afternoon because your 8 hours are up during harvest or when there's other things going on.
And Sumner said paying time and a half looks like it's going to be difficult for growers to figure out how that's going to work.
So people are talking about other ways to have it happen. We know we're a little short of farm labor. So just saying, oh, we'll just find, you know, another 20 or 30% of more workers to cover that extra time probably doesn't seem very likely.
But Sumner said if workers do have to cut back on their hours, they will need somehow to find more income to keep things moving in their family.
But what is standard, actually, among low-wage workers? There's, of course, a lot of occupations where people struggle to get by as a family, and what you'll find is people put together two or three jobs. And so you work, you know, your main job, and then you go find another part-time job. And I think we may be forcing workers to do that in agriculture.
Now this message. Now that the 2017 almond bloom is about ready to start, here's a reminder from BASF as you plan ahead. Fungicides can help your crop whether disease pressure is high or low. Mirovon fungicide from BASF provides plant health benefits for healthier, higher quality almonds, and it delivers more consistent performance for longer lasting protection against diseases at full bloom. Talk to your local BASF representative today. BASF, we create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions. Thanks for tuning in. This is California Ag Today.